You might say Jennifer Robinson is a victim of her own enthusiasm. She's the director of Sitka's Chamber of Commerce, which holds a public forum during its weekly luncheon meetings.
So we had a speaker at the chamber lunch from the school board. Tim Fulton came. And listening to him talk about all of the things that they're doing, I got really excited about it again.
Robinson has returned to Alaska within the past couple of years from California, where she was involved in her two children's schools. Her kids, a son in eighth grade and a daughter in 10th grade, are a little beyond where parent help in the classroom is really practical, not to mention totally uncool.
We've been very actively involved in their education, and as they've gotten older, they don't have such an appreciation for me being in the school with them necessarily. So this is, I guess I've focused more on the community recently, and this seems like a really good direction for me to go, a way that I can be actively involved in their education without getting in the way of their social life.
Robinson understands that maintaining some distance is important. She grew up in Port Alexander, where her mother, current Sitka Assembly member and mayoral candidate Mim McConnell, was also on the school board. Robinson graduated from the Port Alexander School with one other senior out of a total student body of around 20. Robinson says having a mother on the school board actually came with some big perks.
I remember it being kind of cool, actually, because she would leave town to go on these meetings, and then when she would come home, she would have been shopping at an actual grocery store instead of mail order, and so she would come back with all kinds of fun treats whenever she came back. So that was actually kind of exciting.
Robinson believes the current school board has done a good job. As the director of the Chamber of Commerce, she's pro-business, but she sees major overlap between business and education.
It is through education that we create a skilled and diverse workforce, and I think it's important to remember that hopefully these are Sitka's future leaders that we're educating, and if we can keep that in mind, what do we want Sitka to look like? And by giving them an education that they can use here to strengthen our economy, hopefully we'll keep them here.
Robinson is unapologetically pro-technology. She knows the district's recent decision to invest stimulus funding in networking and classroom technology was controversial. She believes there should be balance, however. She also thinks class sizes should be small, particularly in the lower levels, and that the district should continue to work on early education.
I think it's helpful when you have a class full of kindergartners or first graders or second graders, wherever they're at that really young age, that they are all close together as far as where they're at in learning. When you have some students coming in that are already reading and know all their numbers versus other students that are just starting to touch on those. And it's got to be challenging for a teacher to work with that wide of a group of students. So in that respect, I think that the early childhood education would be a huge benefit.
Robinson wants the district to remain focused on attainable skills. She knows core math remains controversial. Her own daughter struggled with it last year as a freshman after moving into the district from California. Robinson will be interested to see how her son handles it as an eighth grader. She, like many parents, faculty, and board members, will be interested to see how the district addresses last year's extensive math audit. If Robinson gets a seat on the school board and her mother, Mim McConnell, is successful in the mayor's race, Sitka will have two members of the same family in local government. It's not an unprecedented situation in Sitka, and in Robinson's life, it doesn't seem like a very big deal. She says her mom's always been engaged.
I've just grown up thinking that that's normal, that that's what parents do.
Jennifer Robinson is an unofficial write-in candidate for school board. The municipal election in Sitka is Tuesday, October 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.